It's another Empire Strikes podcast.
Woo!
It's January 7th, 2014.
Man, 2014. We're in the future.
We're in the future now.
Man, the apocalypse here.
Episode 31. Yay. Wow. So it's like, so I guess really
a couple hardcovers.
This is like year two, you know, because like we started in January last year, so.
Right.
Wow. Yeah. You may remember what day that was.
Yeah.
So we have an unofficial anniversary.
New history,
yeah. Anyways, so we're going to talk about books from the past few weeks because we had a little hiatus from the holidays and such.
But we will wrap up 2013. We'll
yeah.
give you the best of some cool things that we've done in 2013.
Yeah,
because we're cool people.
Right?
Yeah.
We hope.
Camille's probably
cool.
The coolest.
So without further ado, I'm Brian.
I'm Blake.
Oh, I'm Camille.
And I'm Tyler.
We're
happy to be back.
We're happy to be back. First episode of the new year. Jules is not here. He is, what's
Sharknado's.
He doing? Sharknado's.
First Sharknado War of 2014.
Bam! He's on it.
Underground.
A lot of crazy stuff's been going on. Do you know that Deadpool's getting married?
It's true.
Yeah.
What?
That's funny.
Yeah,
did you not know?
No, I had no idea.
Did I send you a text about it?
But yeah, he's getting married in April.
But he just found out that he lost his wife and child. How is he moving on so quickly?
I don't know. Did you finish Good, the Bad, and the Ugly?
No, but it was funny. Whenever I went onto the website, right, I was like, whenever they were just trying to predict who the wedding was,
yeah.
I was like, what about Matt Murdock and Foggy Nelson hooking up in San Francisco since he's going to San Francisco? And some guy was like, why would you suggest that? He just like went off of me. And it was really funny. They're trying to be Deadpool, which is kind of just a shocking almost.
Yeah.
That's
so
funny.
You know, it's like Deadpool kills Marvel Universe. It's gonna be like Deadpool beats his wife,
right? And yeah, because apparently there's a like, the Watcher is gonna be dying at some point this year.
It's true. Yeah.
Wow. And they've been
Kornak is jumping out of buildings.
Yeah, and then it's been rumored for like the past year or so that Wolverine was gonna die this
right.
year.
Right.
True.
And he recently lost
his
healing factor.
He's getting his healing factor taken away.
Yeah.
Sure.
So it might be a crazy, crazy year.
I'm pretty sure in the Good, Bad, the Ugly, he's already lost it.
Yeah.
So
with all that, Marvel will be going crazy throughout 2014,
and
then
apparently they get Dark Horse's.
Yeah, they get
Star Wars
in 2015.
Yeah. Oh wow!
So,
get some movie prequels.
Yeah, so Dark Horse's has to finish everything up this year, and I don't know what they're going to do after that. I mean, if they ever do reprints of like some of the previous stuff, like Legacy and Dark Times and all that other stuff, then they'd have to license it from Dark Side or Dark Horse or whatever. Dark Side. But
you're already going there.
Yeah, so I don't know.
It'll be interesting. And apparently, like the contract expired for like Marvel comic books and like Barnes and Nobles and stuff.
Whoa,
like that.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
And so they won't be selling them. There,
you know,
and so they'll actually have to come to comic
books. Yet another reason just to come to your local comic book
store.
Yay!
Let's see what else happened.
Apparently, Wonder Woman may be Kryptonian.
Yeah, what's up with that?
What?
Yeah.
What?
So are Kryptonians going to be like the new Robins?
That's funny, but you know, so whatever Jor-El was explaining that they built Krypton and then had other planets away that they tried to, like, you know, get the resources for to serve the greater good or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
They're thinking that might be, like, Amazonians, but not as much of a Kryptonians.
Right.
Like, definitely female-oriented. But it's supposed to be, like, Black Widow was in Iron Man 2. That's weird.
I don't know about that. Interesting. Well, I mean, you know, if they're just going to start, because there's also been rumor that Dwayne Johnson, The Rock, is going to be Lobo. In the movie.
Okay.
So
I could see that. I could see that.
Yeah, so
he's gonna have to cut down on the baby oil on his arm.
And then, yeah, right. But then also the great Bryan Cranston Lex Luthor rumor is back in full swing again.
Awesome.
So he may be up for it, but
but they said that he wasn't.
Yeah, it was like
so much just like craziness going on one screen that just might explode.
Right,
he might never get to justice.
Watch it be like an hour and a half long. Yeah, that would be so bad.
No, because how long was Watchmen Zack Snyder?
Two and a half.
Yeah, so
that'd be as long as it could be.
Yeah, it needs to, because I mean, if you're gonna tell something, yeah, I don't know. But speaking
of, did you see the footage that leaked about Guardians of the Galaxy?
No.
Oh no, I saw the image they put out with everybody
Nathan
standing on that.
Groot, the guy that comes in your comic book store, showed it to me.
Yeah.
And it's cool because you get to see Groot, and they're all kind of in action. And it's funny, too, because you get to see John C. Riley because he's in the movie as well.
Right on.
And it looks pretty awesome.
Awesome.
The Rocket Raccoon at the end has, like, some guns. And it actually looks pretty good.
Oh, I can't wait. I was super stoked whenever I first heard about it.
Dude, Lady Gamora looks awesome as
yeah.
well.
Yeah, because they had a... It was like the... They were in a lineup or whatever, and it had, you know, Gamora, and then Star-Lord, and then Rocky, and then Drax, and Groot. And they were all, like, facing, you know, forward or whatever, but Groot was, like, over to the side, like, looking down at Drax or whatever.
Did you see the Diesel next to the Groot, like, animation? It was funny.
Oh, no.
I hope they do it like it's a big joke.
Yeah.
And so it's just like, oh, I'm Groot. It's like
Groot.
The only thing he said.
That's it. That's all he's down to. There was some footage that they released for Justice League War, the new DC anime. Yeah, and it's funny because, I mean, you know, reading that series when it first started, I mean, it's pretty close, you know, it's neat. It's kind of a flashback in a way, you know, or whatever, but I'm looking forward to it. Did you watch Flashpoint Paradox?
I did.
Yeah.
I was there at Walmart the night, like, it came out.
Yeah.
I don't know why, it was silly.
The DC animated stuff has been really, really good. Yeah,
it was so dark. Flashpoint was so dark.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And they did a good job at incorporating all the little spin-off series, you know, into it. So
true,
you got
for some reason
story.
They make Superman look Asian in the yeah. He's from Kansas.
But that's going to be neat. Oh, yeah, the Kryptonian Wonder Woman. But, yes, crazy stuff going on. But you guys want to talk about some comics?
Why not?
Burp-a-da-burp. Because it's been a while.
There's been a lot of stuff.
I've heard a lot of reviews and the best of 2013.
Best of.
Seems interesting. A lot of Saga, East and West.
Yeah. You know, and I was thinking, because, like, those are given, really. Mm-hmm. You know, those have been really just top-notch series running for quite some time. But,
right.
You know, there's little things that I really dig that came out, like, near the end. Like, Black Science is one of my personal things.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, it didn't come out early on or anything.
I mean,
but
if Velvet had a couple more issues, I'm sure it'd be
worth yeah. But, I mean, so it's hard to really narrow down, like, a top one for me. I don't know. What do you think?
I'm sure you're going to say Thor is up there.
Thor is great. It was, yeah, it was a good return because Thor was the first comic I ever collected when I was, like, 14 years old. And so...
I wonder if it's Blake's.
But yeah, it's the first comic I ever bought.
Yeah?
Came back in the comic book.
Heck
thank
yeah.
you, Brian.
Boom! Yeah,
yay!
See, it's all about the Thor. So that was good. I mean, it was a nice return to the series.
Well, it's because it's Asad Rebic, who's, like, one of your favorites.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Two awesome...
And Jason Aaron has just been writing some crazy, crazy stuff.
Yeah.
I guess
I didn't think I was going to be able to buy into the three Thors, but...
Yeah, it was played nicely. Very... Oh, man. And then it was kind of lame. It all washed away at the end. It was
right.
like, but it didn't really happen. They'll all forget, but... I don't know. It's been good. The whole stuff... Everything that's been going on now with Malekith. Oh, man. That's been good stuff. But, yeah. What was your favorite? Do you have a personal favorite from last year?
I don't know. Rat Queens was really good.
Yeah.
Obviously. Rat Queens
definitely.
Was awesome. Hawkeye, I think.
True.
Like, I figured that out.
Can't
and
go
that
wrong
was.
With Hawkeye.
So good.
I'm so glad I got that hardcover.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I am too.
It's super good.
Yeah.
It's so funny. I don't
it's
know.
It's just, and it's like, I don't know.
And
I mean,
the David Aja art,
is,
I think, fits it.
It
you know, it's,
yeah.
It's just. Light, it's fun, it is what it is, you know, and it's
right.
no nonsense. I like it.
It's simple color schemes, it doesn't like, there's not so much to look at that you're like, oh man,
yeah.
I'm so lost in the art, but
so
and it's
visual.
And it's like Hawkeye the underachiever.
But he just wants
a
to
Hawkeye.
Like, he just wants to,
he just wants to help everybody in his apartment complex is essentially like the main plot.
Not,
right.
Yeah, he just wants to be a guy.
Just
that
gay.
Wants to do what he can do. And he knows, because he knows that he's just a guy.
I had
and
not
so.
Known that he had, like, had so many connections to females in the Marvel universe. I had not
yeah.
been aware of that.
Uh-huh,
so
yeah.
I was like, Kevin Kate Bishop, I don't know what's going on over there. I don't know who's the better archer, but figure your sexual tension out elsewhere. I had no idea.
Hawkeye gets around.
Yeah,
he's all over the place.
Well, he's an Avenger.
Well, Jessica Drew as well. Like, even Spider-Woman was kind of like...
Oh, Spider-Woman. She's feisty, too.
Is she the one that's his lady friend?
Man.
Was for a little bit.
Yeah.
Is she the blonde one or the...
No,
dark hair.
So she's the ex.
Right.
Just girlfriend or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Just the friend person.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy lady.
Yeah. Yeah, but that was super good.
What about you, Blakey?
Yeah,
your first year in comics, what do you think?
We've already mentioned probably my top two, East to West and Thor: God of Thunder. Gotta love those, but I'd love to mention Sandman, too.
Oh, yeah.
Nature, which, I don't know, just blew me away absolutely with the art. I've never, ever experienced anything like that before.
I wish if every time my head hit the pillow, I could dream like that.
Right?
I would never
remember.
And you were really into, you know, the early Batwoman stuff whenever J.H. Williams was doing all of it.
Because
they only went to, what, 4 or 5?
20.
No, that he was drawing? And
he was drawing, yeah. It went to, like...
It wasn't a whole lot, but...
Well, no, because they had the Wonder Woman crossover, too.
Mm.
But after the Zero year, like that, through 13, it's probably when he left.
So, no, he was writing,
yeah.
but when he was doing the art.
Apparently, he has a subscription at... His actual technical subscription, J.H. Williams, is on the Las Vegas Strip.
Apparently,
I found out.
Nice.
I went to Britney Spears show in Las Vegas. And the guy that owns the store has a Promethea tattoo on his leg.
Yes.
Oh, I bet that's super cool.
Well, you know, Christmas... Well, I guess
it was
the day
a small
before
Christmas.
Christmas. It was a small Christmas. There's only a handful of books that really
Peter
came
Parker
out.
Died last Christmas, and then this Christmas you're like, maybe we get our Forever Evil.
Yeah, but Avengers 24, which is, I guess, the beginning of the all-new Marvel Now.
Ooh.
Rogue Planet number one.
Darn you, Jonathan Hickman.
It's correct. So that's not Avengers World.
Avengers
World
is coming
out tomorrow.
Yeah,
so what is...
That
was Avengers.
This is Avengers is still going on. Avengers
Correct.
World is just another take because of all the different like teams and the way Cap and
there's like 100
Tony.
Avengers for a reason.
Yeah, it's really convoluted. But anyways, it was this like future Rhodey had come back in time, and for this, that, and the other, there was this planet. That was going to run into the Earth, and so they kind of phased it slightly out of time and space to where now it's in the exact same space as Earth. It's just basically around it in a different space-time. But they can siphon it for power and, like, use it for whatever they need as the Avengers. And it's, like, supposed to be super powerful. And it was also because some crazy stuff was going on in the future where if this didn't happen, they wouldn't be able to stop whatever's going on in their future that's basically just about to kill them. So it was kind of, you know, a good trade-off. But Jonathan Hickman, of course, I mean, there's so many crazy tie-ins, and it's like, it is very intriguing, and of course, it's Assad Ribic. So they're going to hook you again, give you about three issues, and then switch to somebody else. Because they're notorious for that.
So sad.
But overall, it was good. I really dug it. It's nice to see it going on, since Infinity has been going on for so long, and...
It's true.
Oh, man. And then, it's just been crazy.
So my first real big Avengers crossover.
Yeah.
Three big.
And they've hooked me. I've got to see what Tony Stark's going to do with this new source of energy and this super weapon that he's going to build to save the future. I must know, Jonathan.
Must know.
You've
got
me again, sir.
I will say...
space problems. He's like, I want to serve the greater good.
I will say there was some funny stuff with Thor in here whenever he was
baking,
cooking. He's cooking all the meats and stuff, and he's like, I've prepared steaks and hamburgers and veggie burgers. He says, I've grilled the hot dog, though the quality of this meat seems questionable.
And so when like four Avengers are like, I'll take hot dogs. Oh, brave souls you must be.
So it's lighthearted. It's fun. It's action. It's good Avengers.
Another book that came out Christmas that was awesome was The Saviors.
Yes, Saviors was really
good.
Good.
It's really good.
Which, that's the only image. But that one was really nice. I that that was a nice one to have because it didn't tie in with anything. It's, you know, starting a new series. Guy just chilling out in the middle of town, having sandwiches. Just eating sandwiches. Eating a bunch of sandwiches. Starts talking to lizards. Turns out there's actually lizard people. You read it, though, didn't you?
Yeah, I just read it, like, a couple hours ago. James Robinson
and J-Bone.
Yeah.
That was really, because I've never really been a big James Robinson fan. Really? You know, I mean, he's been all right. I've liked some of his stuff, but it's not like...
it's really super serious. Like, he's getting ready to take over Fantastic Four.
Yeah.
It usually is, like, these big intergalactic, like, Avengers on Avengers.
And I wasn't sure how I was going to feel about that, either, because, you know, obviously I'm really into Fantastic Four, and so...
Right.
I was like, I don't know what that's going to be like. But then after reading Saviors, I was like, okay, well, it can do, you know, some comedic overtone. Yeah, it's real nice. But Saviors was definitely super good with the cop was a giant, turned out to be some sort of
lizard guy. Blake, you could appreciate this. Kind of felt like kind of Grand Theft Auto. Like a guy's eating some sandwiches and see some aliens, has to go do some crazy mission to help stop the aliens.
For our listeners who are confused, sandwiches is code word for substance.
Something else altogether.
Sandwiches.
Schedule 1 narcotic.
Yeah, but no, it was fun. And it was just kind of like quick and to the point. And like,
it really was.
Now they're driving off. Like, Thelma and Louise.
But he doesn't know exactly how real it is because he's eaten so many sandwiches. So that's a fun little trade-off there.
Yeah.
You can go to Colorado and eat sandwiches and it's totally cool now. Right. Just
that's
so you guys know.
That's totally true. Yeah.
if you still haven't gotten it. Anyway, it's cool. I like it.
Yeah. Another Superior Spider-Man 24 came out. Darkest Hours, which has been this new like Venom arc that's been going on, and I gotta say, I'm still reading Superior Spider-Man. It's still fun. It's still fun for me.
Why?
It's still fun for me. It's just fun to look at, really. More
you
than anything.
Peter Parker.
It's just the only Spider-Man I got right now. Scarlet Spider's all right. I really dig Scarlet Spider. I should talk more about the Scarlet Spider stuff because that one's really good.
Did the 700.1 2.5? Did that make? I don't know, you enjoyed the Darkest Hour more or less?
It's different, you know.
Now it just made you yearn for more, Peter.
Yeah, it does. It still does. But it's been interesting. I mean, some of the artwork's been really, really cool. And, like, this crazy Venom Doc Ock Spider-Man thing that's coming about is, like, super-duper crazy looking.
Remember when we predicted how many issues it was going to run?
Yeah.
Definitely surpassed, even.
Yeah, what did we say, 26? It's on 24. But we know it's going on for a while. Guardians of the Galaxy. Did you read this one? Issue 10? This little team-up with old Angela and Gamora battling out. That was nice to see. That was good times.
Yeah? Really?
Chewing. I was letting him chew. Oh.
I didn't know there was something else going on down here. I'm sorry.
Look at that.
Oh my goodness.
Pew, 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 pew.
Oh wow.
I bet so many dudes liked that a lot.
I have not delved into Guardians of the Galaxy yet, but
maybe
I'll have to start.
Now you feel so inclined.
Most definitely. Especially now that I hear there's a movie coming out. I had no idea.
It's true. And it's kind of like a downgrade on the art, because it was going to be it last time.
Oh man.
It's true. I want to live that guy's brain.
Yeah.
His name is crazy.
So, yeah, because they team up against the Brotherhood when they're trying to find out where Thanos is.
Right.
And
so they don't know that the new Avengers took him?
Yeah, and so the Brotherhood still thought they, basically ended up thought they were still on Earth. So they were like, well, crap, they don't have anything for us.
So Gamora can't go run and kill her father now?
Yeah. But, like, one of the guys said that he knew about her race, like people like you or whatever. And so she's like, what do you know about my people? You know, she's from a different dimension, you know, so.
That's weird. The space continuum was broken.
I guess you can do that. And she's been trying to get back or at least find out what's going on, you know, this, that, and the other. Thor God of Thunder, The Cursed, part 4.
Yes, yes.
Of 5.
Wow.
You're still not reading Thor, are you?
Not yet.
You've got to.
I read the first 4.
Right.
And then, I mean, I definitely think I should go back. I mean, FF was good.
Yes.
I took that with me.
See?
That was fun to read.
It's true.
And so that was one that Brian has always been talking about. So maybe Thor will have to be the next one.
Do it, man. It's Thor.
Yeah.
His battle with the dark elf Malekith continues.
Yes.
And they've been thinking there's a traitor in the midst for a while. Turns out Thor was infected with some crazy worm.
Yeah, he jumped shoots out of his mouth.
Jumped out of
like
his
this.
Mouth.
Turns out during their first little scrape with Malekith or Malekith, however you want to say
after
it.
He like totally Mjolnir's this the giant ogre guy from the council or whatever straight in the head.
Okay.
Like smashed his head all smooshed. He was mad. He was like, dude, you're a treacherous liar. Feel the wrath.
Thor did?
Ka-chunk.
Yeah.
Smash the guy's head?
Yeah, just straight up kills one of the members of the council because he thought he was the traitor. And then he turns on the dark elf and says, well, it must be you. It wasn't him. And somebody's
right.
Still giving Malekith our information where we're going to be at.
She blasts him with, like, you know, get away from me attack. And then he's...
K.O. from the get away from me attack.
And then he's all, what'd you do to me? My tummy's all rumbling. And then this giant freaking centipede thing jumps out. It's like, you're the traitor.
Really? That's
You've
how...
been leading astray.
Oh, like in
he's,
Tremors?
He's half, yeah.
Like one of those guys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, oh, gross.
It's
those
scary.
Things are creepy.
Thor's good, though. I'm telling you.
I'll start reading it.
Me too.
You know,
I gotta backtrack a lot, though.
It's true.
Wait, is there... There's not a trade out? When were
there... Yeah, there's a few trades out. Because they did the God Bomb stuff, and then,
yeah.
Of course, you know...
Well, then I'll need those.
Yeah,
for sure.
True.
To...
Everyone's always like, I'll wait till trade, and they forget that the trade's coming.
I know,
out.
That's... Man, it's the dark side.
That's why I rely on you
it's
guys.
It's the dark side.
Animal Man's been a disappointment, man.
Animal Man.
Now that I know it's getting ready to end.
Yeah, issue 26.
Not a great one.
How do they not find an artist to draw Animal Man? That's my question.
I know. I mean, what is this about? He's teleported to some other land, and now he's being called to be their guy, because
right,
he can't be
the
Avatar.
Right. And so is that going to make him Canadian?
I don't know. I guess. That's what I'm saying. Is he going to get so fed up, he's like, no, I'm moving to Canada, where apparently this other three-dimensional chick who wants me to be the bridge
it's
walker.
Feeling a little like Swamp Thing to me. In
yeah,
a weird way. And
it's
I,
true.
And that's the
it's like
Swamp
branch,
a bad
alien
thing.
Branch lady.
Yeah.
Huh.
It seemed just kind of like a filler issue.
Yeah.
But a filler to a series that's getting ready to end.
Exactly.
Is there really
more
is there really a Canadian tie-in?
Well, apparently he's being thrown into Justice League Canada when it comes out
yeah.
because Jeff Lemire is going to end.
Because he's going to go do that now.
Right.
Oh, well, he's so proud. He's just so
it'll
proud.
It'll last as long as we did.
I don't know
I
what
know.
He's proud of.
Man. But yeah, so now he's... He had to go back to Earth, and he asked for the powers of the Red or whatever so that he can save, you know, his kids and everything. And he's like, yeah, you can go do that, but then you're going to have to come back to me at some point and be the Bridgewalker. So we know ultimately he's going to have to do that for whatever reason.
Oh, hold on.
Hold on.
What's going on here?
Aquaman 26.
Yeah.
Did you read Aquaman?
I did. It's
good.
Yeah. And?
The first new Jeff issue.
Yeah.
Yeah, the
Jeff
new Jeff.
Parker. Yeah. And,
Not Jeff Johns.
Not Jeff Johns. No.
The Parker.
He needs to devote more time to Forever Evil, really?
I know, right? But it was fun. It's neat.
Yeah.
I mean, this giant crustacean coming up out of the... You know, I did like that Mara has this way to, like, cyclone launching from the ocean... Up
into
space,
orbit, right?
Yeah, that's cool.
And he uses all that momentum to deliver an awesome punch to the sea monster, which doesn't even do anything to the sea monster.
Yeah,
it was a good display. He showed him off.
Yeah,
but then he tries to mind control him, like the other
yeah.
fish, and all of a sudden he's teleported to this whole another place.
Yeah, so the thing is supposedly was Atlantean to protect Atlantis.
Mm-hmm.
It was like you know there's. Friend or whatever,
right.
And I guess, and so it's been asleep this whole time because man had gone. They torched him, you know, trying
right.
to scan it. They thought
scientists
it was like,
were going to
yeah,
try to examine
they thought it
the
was
body.
Fossilized or whatever. And then it woke up, got super ticked, invaded Sweden or wherever it was.
Yeah, Iceland,
Greenland. Yeah, and yeah. So now it's all crazy. But when he tries to control it, like he did the
Topo, the other big one that put him in a coma for 6 months.
Right. He starts tripping out, man. And I don't know if this is like him seeing some crazy dimension thing going on, or
it's like a little Drumheller moment. He just slips into
right.
it.
Exactly.
Or if it's like the thing's point of view, like he's wigging out and seeing this stuff or something. I don't know. It's crazy.
There's going to be another Aquaman crossover eventually.
Yeah. I saw that they were bringing into Justice League again.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, Wonder Woman 26. What do you guys say about that one?
It made a lot of DC fan favorite reviews for 2013.
It did.
Camille.
Yeah.
Apparently
it was
so.
In the top six.
Really?
Well, you know, a lot of people like a lot of things. And that's good. I don't hate Wonder Woman. I've really liked some of Wonder Woman. I like Cliff Chang's art when I get to see it.
Yeah.
They've had something different recently.
So, yeah, I don't know, it's just, they're looking for, the firstborn again. So they're going, you know, he came and he, like, conquered, kicked ass.
Who's that?
Did a bunch of stuff. He's like, I will destroy you, I'm gonna go be God now, and took off, and... And then their sister, cybernetic neck lady, is trying to find him so she can battle him and, you know, learn about him and take him apart and do weird science-y things to him. So
science!
She tried to...
on mythological gods!
I know, right? Instead of oxymoron, I don't understand. But, she was trying to extract from their brother that has the power of sight.
Yeah.
You know, the guy, they take the cloth off and the flies fly out of it.
Yeah, it's crazy fly man.
He's the seer. And so he was willing to die to not tell her that the firstborn was actually in Olympus. But then in order to save his life, Wonder Woman gave up the news, and then of course Strife was left in charge of watching Zeke, the baby, and the human mother, and so she was probably going to try to kill the baby, but that wasn't really panning out so well, so she just kind of stirred up a bunch of stuff about how everybody keeps dying to take care of them, and of course, being a nice person, the mom was like, thanks for taking care of us, Wonder Woman, but we have to go take care of ourselves, and she takes off. So, you know, they're in danger again, and we're looking for the firstborn again, and we're fighting, and people are dying. It's just kind of the same thing happening as before. So,
yay.
I don't know, but yay, a lot of people like Wonder Woman, so that's
I mean,
really...
Brian Azzarello is not a bad writer.
That's true.
But,
I'm sure that he's... I don't think he's a bad writer, by any means. There's just not a lot of content there.
Yeah.
For me, I don't know, but maybe it's because this is the only series like this that I read, really. Like, not DC specifically, but of, like, the major titles, like, action-packed, like, superhero-type stuff. So maybe I'm just not used to it, and it's not something that I'm akin to, you know?
Well, it's not for, like, that Harley Quinn number one. Did you guys read that one?
Yeah, I did.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'm sure it could be fun for somebody, you know,
but apparently they're going to bring in the Sirens. It'll be Harley and Catwoman again, too.
Yay.
Yeah,
so it's just
not for
me. Excuses to look at Catwoman in skimpy clothing.
Probably.
That's kind of
not
how I feel though. About Wonder Woman. You know, like, hey, let's watch Wonder Woman young beat up a bunch of people that
really
do Wonder Woman
Brian.
Stuff. I don't know.
Speaking of beating people up,
so Justice League, it didn't even.
Yeah, Justice League. See,
covered.
Okay, Justice League 26, Forever Evil, and Forever Evil 4 both came out. Okay, see this here. All right, so if we leave you. Red 25, Batman uses Sinestro Ring.
For fear.
Yeah, like shoots out a bat and then gets it immediately taken away from him and Sinestro shows up, right?
Right.
Okay, so issue 26, bam, Power Ring versus Sinestro. He's like blasting him, Power Ring Unleashed, and then you read it, and it's an entire story about Grid wanting to feel emotion. That's it. That is it.
Sympathize for a robot.
Yeah. He basically just keeps running through all the scenarios of how everybody got their powers, you know, from the other side, and he just wants to feel some sort of emotion for something, and... Yeah, so there's
Lex
that.
Luthor and Batman fight.
Yeah, and Forever Evil. Batman and Catwoman go down the Batcave, grab the the Tesseract cube, the one that blew up and caused Cyborg, or caused Victor to die and become Cyborg or whatever. So Batman's had that cube, and so he's trying to reactivate it so he can blast out with the crime syndicate or whatever. And so he and Catwoman are trying to figure it out, and they go up to Wayne Industries, or what was it, Lex Towers, one of the companies that Lex had been buying, and they meet up because Lex got his like bad guy crew, which consists of what, Shazam, Cold, Black Manta, and Bizarro is
Black
in there
guy.
Now. Yeah. And yeah, and they run into each other, and he's just like, ah, Batman, you're not supposed to be alive. Hadouken! They just battle it out for a little bit until they stop.
Huh.
Until Batman wins.
Yeah. But see, this is where... No, I'm sorry, it wasn't Justice League 25, it was this, Forever Evil 4, where he battles it out. He's battling with, because Power Ring and Deathstroke and everybody show up, and he gets the ring... Because he and Catwoman got all the boxes that he had kept for, in case somebody freaks out in Justice League. Yeah. And it was funny because there was one part that they were looking at Aquaman's box, and he was like, don't bother with that one. The Syndicate's Aquaman didn't survive the trip. And what's in that box is otherwise useless. It's like, that's another old jab at Aquaman. It's not nice. But yeah, so as you see here, we got Sinestro Batman, he shoots out a bat, and then immediately gets the ring taken away from him. But then, Sinestro shows up.
Who said he can play for
him? Yeah, and then you get this. The Justice League 26, and you're like, what just happened? But, I don't know. I'm still reading it. It's nice, it's fun, it's action-packed. It's interesting enough.
No thanks.
Let me know when Justice League gets back.
Yeah. I will. What else do we have? Legendary? Did you guys read that Steampunk Adventure? The new Bill Willingham book?
I didn't get to. I wanted to, but I didn't get to.
Dynamite. Steampunk Adventure. It looks very interesting.
I'm gonna
check it out.
This week, probably.
Saviors, of course. We talked about that one earlier. Saga 17.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh.
Finally.
Not a filler issue anymore.
It was not a filler issue. Man, it was...
Heart-crushing and action-packed.
It was
true.
We got a new bounty hunter guy, right?
Right, but the brand.
That's what it is. Yeah.
So yeah, Saga 17. We got a new guy, the brand. Brand is another bounty hunter, which was like the in case of emergency.
Call the Will's dad, and then
he hits up the reporters. They're in bed making sweet times.
No, they were just talking.
They were in bed. They were snuggling.
Weren't they just talking? I wasn't like
being
code.
I thought they were just.
It seemed a little post-coital to me.
Well, maybe it was post-coital. It may have been post-coital, but at the time, they were just having words.
But basically, he says, you ain't gonna say nothing about this story about Alana and the baby and all this other stuff, or else I will kill you.
Right, and he puts, like, this censor virus into them that if they ever submit a story about this, they immediately die.
Yeah.
Which is pretty awesome. Yeah,
that's pretty crazy. But then we get back to the whole situation with Prince Robot coming up to Heist's house while everybody's hiding.
What was that, like, issue 12, 13?
Yeah, issue 12. It was right at the end. Basically, I think it was the end of the second trade.
Yep.
It was leading to 13. And he shot Heist, and they start talking about the war and, like, what all he was, like, you know, had memories about the war. Whatever. And apparently, they had, like, this big, like, massive orgy or something with all
of
the...
Oh, with Prince Robot.
That's...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's memories of when he died.
He's trying to explain his book, The Opposite of War.
And right.
He finally answers the question, what is the opposite of war? And he takes Prince through this whole...
He's like, you would think it's peace, but it's not.
Right, and so he takes Prince of, like, what was your final thought, like, when you were going through battle? What were you thinking of?
Yeah.
Like, when you were about to die, were you, right. when you were on the verge of death.
Mm-hmm. And it turns out it's not peace, it's sex.
Yeah.
Like, full on.
It's just beads. dirty sex.
Buds and beads.
Buds and beads. We flash back over, I guess Will is dying? Or
yeah,
he died?
Really,
yeah.
But, I mean, Gwendolyn is trying to get the healing device
from Marcos.
Yeah,
yeah,
from
trying to get Marcos to heal him.
So she's there while Prince Robot is in
meanwhile,
there.
Marcos' mom's definitely worried about Heist. Who,
yeah.
I don't know if he's going to make it through.
So she freaks out and comes downstairs to confront Prince Robot.
Mm-hmm.
And there's Gwendolyn as well.
Yeah, she kicks... Because, like, Heist ends up shooting Robot.
Mm-hmm.
Knocks him out. And then, yeah, Gwendolyn comes busting in after hearing all of this stuff and just basically immediately assumes the worst and shoots him straight with freaking Will's
Lance
thing,
yeah.
right through the eye.
Right through
and,
the
like, kills
Cyclops
him
eye.
Right there.
So he kills the author. She kills the author.
Yeah. And then, like, Lion Cat goes after Marco's mom.
But she's okay.
Yeah.
The way that the daughter, it was something of the way...
Yeah, she said that I didn't visit my home planet for years, and then it was with my grandma, so we know
yeah,
that
right.
the grandma's
alive. Yeah, right, yeah.
It doesn't look good right now.
I like this back page. It was restarting. This may take a few minutes. I had to
so you know he's
something.
Coming back.
Yeah.
Because they always
yeah.
talk, they were talking about how hard they are to kill.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Okay. I think we all agree that... We got the retailer preview for Apocalypse Owl. It's coming out later this month. I can't remember what week. It's either later this month or early February, I think.
I think it's early February.
Yeah.
I think it says in the back.
Yeah. Another Straczynski book, Joe's Comics.
Really?
Super good. Mm-hmm.
I don't know how many titles he's on right now, but they all seem pretty
they're
excellent.
Good. Straczynski is good. I dig his work.
I stopped reading 10 grand after Ben Temple Smith left.
So did I. I couldn't
remember. Protocol didn't interest me.
Yeah.
I'm still reading 10 grand.
The
writing's still pretty good. You just have to get used to the Lewis art.
Right.
And now he's in purgatory, and so things are going to look a little different than they were in the real world.
Right.
I'm going for it and just hoping that Temple Smith comes back.
Protectors, Inc. wasn't a bad story.
No.
It was just bad art.
Recycled.
Yeah.
And
but,
then Sidekick. I'm still reading Sidekick, but...
Yeah, Sidekick's been good. It's... deep and tricky. The Apocalypse Owl is
excellent.
Awesome.
Yes.
Super lighthearted.
Yeah, I was going to say
pick
it's
it
not deep
up.
At
yeah.
all, but it's
yeah.
like
awesome.
Fun.
Yeah.
It's not so shallow or
right.
so fun that it's like, I could have spent my 5 minutes doing something else
right.
other than reading this.
Takes you 5 minutes to read a comic?
You're a super genius. But she's basically a female Constantine.
Yeah, exactly.
And what? Yeah.
Apocalypse Owl.
That's cool.
That's right.
Yeah.
Did
and
you read
she's
it?
She's all female. Did you not read it?
No.
Did you not read
really?
It?
Really?
Oh.
You would really...
She's sassy. Here, take a gander at it.
Oh, she's sassy, beautiful, and fights demons to save hell and heaven in
yeah.
her spare time. What more could you want?
Man, I really wish I could get away with not wearing...
Comfy
practical
shoes.
Yeah.
right.
Yeah. Like, I wish I knew how to wear sassy lady shoes without feeling like I was going to want to chop my own feet off.
Yeah.
I was kind of...
But it's... I like the way that she reacts to everyone, especially when she sees... ends up meeting the devil again, apparently again.
Right.
Yeah, because she's done it before or whatever. And she's just like, oh, hey, what's up? Just kicking back. Throwing her... She's like, you're not going to do anything to me.
I don't know whether it's because it's a retail exclusive or whether that's how it's going to be, but I would really like a colorist in there.
Yeah,
like,
that's the thing, is the preview is not colored.
And the illustrations are pretty awesome.
Oh,
they're really awesome.
Great. Yeah. I can't wait for that when it comes out. So everybody else out there, keep an eye out for
it.
Apocalypse Owl.
Coming to a comic shop near you.
Oh, it's The Adventures of...
The Adventures of
Apocalypse
Owl.
Umbral
that's 2.
That's alliteration with A.
Yay!
But Camille, you just got caught up on Manhattan Projects, didn't you?
Yes.
Yes,
it is. That was awesome. I should have mentioned that. I don't know if that was started in 2013.
Yeah.
It, was
well,
it or
yeah.
2012?
It was through 2012.
Yeah.
Yeah.
13.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, that was amazing. That was awesome.
Yeah.
I loved it a lot.
Well, you said it reminded you of Animal Man.
Well, okay. The third trade, which
mm-hmm.
is, I don't know what number through what number issues.
15, I think.
Yeah. Like, there is a giant battle in Oppenheimer's brain, basically his mind,
yeah,
in the
yeah.
not world.
Yeah.
Between
Joseph
and Robert.
Mm-hmm.
And there's the red and the blue.
Right.
And which is, I mean, obviously more a comment on, you know, Russia versus America and
yeah.
and all of that.
Because it's all set.
More
yeah,
than Democratic
Republic. Right, exactly. I mean, there are several layers to that, I'm sure, several different places you can go with that. But for whatever reason, my brain was like, hey, this reminds you a lot of Animal Man because of the red specifically. Like, just,
right.
I think a lot of the illustration is really what took me there.
Mm-hmm.
Seeing, like, their bodies just, like, being formed into, like, other things because he's orchestrating, basically. Like, they are each avatars of Joseph and Robert.
It kinda,
yeah.
And they kind of remind me of Deadpool Kills Deadpool, where there's, like, an infinite number of variations.
Right.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. There's, like, an infinite number of variations of the Oppenheimer.
It's just, it's crazy. And it's a giant battle, just a giant civil war.
It's awesome.
And, so, anyway, that's just one tidbit in a much later part
right.
of the story. But Manhattan Projects was...
Yeah.
He just is... I don't know how he does it.
He's
I don't know.
Good.
He's a storyteller, like...
Yeah.
Guru.
Yeah.
And it's on, like, issue 17, I think, just came out.
Yeah,
so, I mean, it's
that.
Still going. You can get caught up pretty quick.
That just came
sure.
out, what, like, last week, I think?
Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah. Umbral 2.
Umbral 2 was
yeah.
awesome.
Dig
as
that
well.
One. Good fantasy stuff. I thought
yeah.
it was really neat.
I'm
Anthony Johnson, Christopher Mitten.
Excited to see where that goes. And it's, so they're British, I mean, right? They have to
yeah.
be at least the writer...
Yeah, I guess. I
yeah.
assume so. Yeah.
And it's kind of fun. Like, in my brain, I read it to myself.
It's a dark fantasy, and it's like magic is not supposed to be used or whatever. And, like, this one guy has, like, the stone that allows
Flint,
him to train
yeah.
to this other dimension
what?
Area or whatever.
No, it does. Well, we don't know that. The stone just helped him make these sparks that made
yeah,
the
but,
people.
But it wasn't it like a piece of something, because she had touched a stone like that or something and gone. That's how she initially went over
to Umbral.
Yeah, I'll have to go back and read it, but it's crazy. You should read it.
But and the art as well, I think, is just
yeah.
I mean, it's kind of it's a little abstract.
Yeah.
So
definitely,
you're not just gonna be like, "Hey, that's a girl," or "Hey, that's." A guy.
Sometimes,
like,
it's a little tricky.
It's a bit very abstract, but in a pleasantly dark way.
Yeah.
Because it's all supposed to look shadowy and dark. And stuff.
Right.
It's cool.
Ooh, speaking of dark, Black Science 2.
Loved it.
Oh,
speaking of sandwiches.
yeah. Opens up with him
eating a sandwich.
Talking,
rolling
yeah.
a nice sandwich.
Yeah, oh. rolling a sandwich. After some voice cuddle, quiddle going on.
Oh.
With one of the teammates.
That's a good idea.
Oh.
But they're trapped. They're trapped in the freaking crazy, like, robot civil war thing that's going on.
Because they jumped to the wrong spot.
Right.
Wrong
oh, so they're
machine.
Still there?
Yeah,
yeah
so
like
no.
the machine, okay, so the machine, obviously they're charge. Like, it's been tampered with, and now they're stuck there for like 4 hours.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know what to do. And it turns out there's like, these. They capture one of the German dudes, but it's like, it's, you know, he looks like he's just like in World War II or whatever,
right,
you know? Yeah, and so, he keeps talking about these eagles and, you know, all this other stuff. And basically, there's these alien guys that look like crazy Indians, like Mayan, like, bird stuff, and it's
oh,
crazy.
Cool.
Yeah.
It's
I mean, that sounds,
awesome. If you're
yeah.
not reading Black Science,
yeah.
read Black Science.
Read Black Science, because it's super good. Killjoys, did you get caught up on... This is the last Killjoys?
Yep, I sure did.
Is it the end?
That was the end of it.
And?
For better or for worse?
Yeah.
Very much so. They're like, okay, well, you know how we told you she's a bomb? Well, she exploded, and you know how we told you that some, like, Megatron robot guy out there in the desert that was going to come save all of the other, like, cyborgy robot people. Well, that happened.
That happened.
And, that other guy, Kor, he's free, and he killed the main lady, and, oh, she's an old lady. And it was just so, I don't know, it was just very, like, okay, so this is what we said was going to happen, and just, however we got here, and it happened, and that's the end. And,
yeah.
I was not really blown away. It was not, I don't know. It was kind of a lot of build up.
Well, he's doing a new book now. It was announced earlier today that Gerard Way's got another book that he's coming out with.
Maybe he was just really excited about getting started on that other book. And he was like, let's get this over
with. Let's get this thing
going. I've been doing this for a while. Let's start on this new thing.
The Star Wars issue 0.
I want my money back.
I dig it. I like behind the stuff, you know, or behind the scenes and like concept sketches and stuff like that. It's kind of nice. I like seeing the, you know, what they submitted to George Lucas. That's kind of neat for me.
The process.
But yeah.
Not for that price.
$3.99 standard cover. Yeah. That's nice. It's pretty. We'll see. Anyways, fine. Fine, Tyler. Did you read Darth Vader and the Cry of Shadows?
I did, actually.
And?
I liked it.
Yeah, because it's from
a lot of people are perpetuating the myth of Darth Vader.
Yeah.
Too much. He catches on as like a little local legend.
Right. Because you get this... one of the clones had fallen out of a ship during one of the battles with the Jedi and such.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been hearing, you know, rumors of Vader and stuff. And basically he's just kind of watching and learning his ways.
Huh.
Or watching him from afar.
Creepy.
And telling stories from, like, you know, and accounts from where he's been. Twilight Zone. Please tell me you're a Twilight Zone.
I did.
Please.
I thought about grabbing. I love the show. I just didn't know if I'd like it in comic book form.
You didn't read Twilight Zone.
Another Krasinski book. Batman's keeping busy.
Yeah. Did you read Twilight Zone?
Who's the art? What's the art?
Covers are Frank Avila. Art is Guy Villanova. It's actually really nice looking. It's a nice, you know, kind of adult entryway into the Twilight Zone. You can always hear Roger Sterling, like, reading the first narrations, too. Narration.
Listen to
the
my
voice
narration.
Of common wisdom tells us that...
But it's all about him, like, trying to get away from his identity, and, you know, it's kind of a be careful what you wish for type of deal.
Aren't they all?
Yeah.
So
are these
new stories?
Yeah, and...
Or are they based on old episodes?
These are apparently new stories.
These are
not any retelling of the old television shows or anything, so it's all new stuff, and this was the first part. You know, there'll probably be, like, you know, 3-issue story arcs, 2-issue, you know, something like that. And so this is a part one of, let's see, what's the title? This, of The Way Out.
Okay.
But it doesn't say, like, you know, one out or anything, so. But it's definitely a nice little Twilight Zone story. Dead Boy Detectives, anybody read that one?
Mm-mm.
Vertigo, number
no,
one?
No, I did not.
From the pages of Sandman.
I'd be a busy, busy man if I had to read all of the Sandman crossovers throughout the day.
It's just old time.
The first 9 stack in Overture will be good.
Right. It's a fun little story about these two ghost detectives. It's kind of like very pulpy Sherlock, you know, detective, but super paranormal.
Ooh!
Yeah.
That sounds fun.
You'll probably really dig it.
Yeah.
Buzzkill 4, end of the series. Buzzkill went out with a bang.
I loved it.
Yeah.
I don't think we've, like, come full swing with Father-Son Showdown.
No,
when
yeah.
When we first started, I didn't think that...
And so he gets drunk on love.
That's the only thing I didn't like about that is his ultimate drug was love.
Yeah.
It's a little corny.
Like a Don John kind of ending. Did you guys see that?
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, and then he flies up and
really
takes dad.
I really thought
it
was going to be heroin.
Yeah. So he takes dad into outer space. Flings that in outer space so that, you know, he basically killing that way.
Ka-chow!
And then just, like, hangs out in there, reverts back to normal, and just dies.
Aww.
Does he die, really?
I don't know. Well, I mean, that's what you're led to assume, especially since...
I thought he was just hanging out.
Yeah, I thought they were going
to... Oh, I thought he was out there dying. I was like, oh, okay, that's it. That's how he's going to go.
The love,
but now there's going to be an issue 5.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, we were just talking about that earlier.
Yeah, so... Oh. We'll see. What, yeah, because I was like, really? That's
awesome. Such a good...
Yeah, I really dug that one. It's neat. East of West 8. Did you guys read into that one?
Oh, most definitely.
Yeah.
Ooh, so all about the president chick who's basically going to rule with an iron fist.
Yeah.
Worse than New Shanghai.
Yeah. Like super worse.
I don't know. I mean, I know I'm not supposed to like her.
Right. But she's got a real go-get-em attitude.
Well, she's just, I mean, I don't know. She's honest.
Yeah. She's,
you know, she's not... This is cut and dry. This is what I've signed up for.
This is what I got.
And she's not really, so far, I mean, with her one interaction, I mean, who knows going forward what's going to happen. With her one interaction, she's kind of set it up to show people that, you know, sure, I may be a politician, but...
And she kind of showed that even in the last issue where she pretty much tells off the three horsemen of the apocalypse. And be like, no, you can't cut off that guy's arm.
Right.
You're as much a servant of the word as we are, so
right.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
So, yeah,
I
kind of
respect her. I don't know. But you know the thing that I don't know, it kind of dawned on me. I'm sure I probably should have forever ago. You guys are funny. But there's, it's so, I don't know, just how much this comic mimics real life.
Yeah.
And what's going on now.
It's again,
not
Jonathan
to like,
Hickman.
I know, and not to like say one way or the other.
Some guy told me that Transmetropolitan was what today was like, too. He's like, dude, Warren Ellis wrote the future when he wrote Transmetropolitan.
I could see that.
Yeah, it's crazy. I don't know. If you seriously just this one issue alone, read everything that she's promising, and then if you think back about everything that's happened in the past, you know, X amount of years, you're like, hey, Jonathan.
And I do like, you know, usually with these, you know, character... you know, focused issues, like standalone issues, you know, it's like usually kind of filler or whatever. But I was actually digging what they've been doing with some of that.
You're filling up on the filler?
It was good. Because you can tell that he's going in a direction. There's a reason he's setting up.
Yeah.
We have to know about these individuals to get the full picture. So.
Exactly.
It's good.
It's neat. I dig
it. Always and forever.
You guys got anything else that you want to talk about? Some 8-bit zombie or some juice squeezers? Did you read juice squeezers?
I read 8-bit zombie. I didn't read
juice squeezers.
I started reading Dark Horse Presents.
About these kids that live out in the country. These giant bugs traverse through the underground, destroying crops and such.
It's pretty entertaining.
Yeah.
Like, it sounds super lame, but it's
bad blood.
It's pretty entertaining.
Bad Blood's pretty cool. I haven't finished that yet.
Check out Bad Blood.
Bad Blood's really neat. But this guy's got cancer, and he gets attacked by a vampire. And
so the chemo in his blood affects the vampire.
Right, and he's like, you've poisoned me, you've marked me against his clan or whatever, and so he's all super ticked and kills his best friend, and it's good.
Yeah,
it's good.
Whoa. Speaking of Batwoman, Brian,
yeah.
So the first villain they bring in after leaving J.H. Williams off, is the Menace of the Wolf Spider.
Menace of the Wolf Spider.
It's like just like a recycled dumb Batman villain.
Right.
No way. Kind of looks like a Talon a little bit. Of course, I hate spiders. So the first thing they bring in after J.H. Williams, just being a spider.
Just being a spider.
Why does it have to be a wolf spider specifically?
Right.
You know? Because wolf spiders are really not that scary. Like,
right.
Out of all of the spiders.
Oh, Afterlife of Archie is coming out tomorrow. Let's see, what else we got coming tomorrow? Avengers World. Yeah, Avengers World will be out tomorrow.
Sex Criminals 4.
Yes.
Yay!
New Black Widow. The all new Marvel Now stuff is coming out. Cryptozoic Man 3.
Drumheller number, gosh,
7? Well, no, that's FBP 7.
Yeah.
New Five Ghosts. New
Five Ghosts 8.
Yes.
Drumheller 3, yeah. Deadpool, I'm looking forward to that.
Green
Especially
Arrow.
Now that I know he's going to be married.
Yeah, Green Arrow 27 as well.
Mm-hmm. Letter 44.
Yes.
Hinterkind.
That's true.
Fourth Burning of Sex Criminals, that one's going to be awesome.
Detective Comics 27, the big anniversary.
It is. Oh, that's right.
There's a Jim Lee variant with Batman and a gun, which is ridiculous.
Oh. New Swamp Thing. Yes, new Star Wars.
Ooh. For those who like their comic books visuals, the new Shaolin Cowboy 4 is coming
out.
And dude, I already took a peek at it and still just chainsawing. Just
yeah. Perfect.
Dude, Fatale comes out tomorrow as well. I'm so stoked.
Oh, man. Lots of good stuff coming out this week. It's going to be crazy. It's going to be a lot of stuff to read, and I'm super stoked. First big batch of the new year.
Yeah.
It's going to be good times.
Big batch.
Big old batch. It's got a big old batch.
Come on down. Get your big old batch of comics, huh?
So let us know what you've been reading, what you've been thinking about stuff and such. We'd like to hear from you, wouldn't we?
We would.
Yeah.
Totally. Email us, EmpireStrikesBooks@gmail.com, with whatever, rants, questions.
What are you reading?
Yeah.
Do you hate Rob Liefeld?
Yeah. That's a big one. Of course, you can always hit us up on the Facebooks, in the Instagrams and Twitters.
Yeah.
We're there. We're all over
the
internet.
Yeah. Always.
Or the Gazette. Catch us in the Gazette.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to be in the Gazette sometime this month. I'm not exactly sure. And then column in the Daily Oklahoman this Friday.
Hey,
yeah,
hey,
pick up
hey.
Your paper.
Woohoo!
Yay.
Yeah, I'll get in there.
Here you go.
Yeah. Or come by the shop, Empire Strikes Books, 600 Northwest 23rd Street, Suite 103. We're there. You can see
get
the game there.
Pizza, beer afterwards.
Pizza, beer.
Frozen yogurt. It's all there. Whatever you need.
Yes, it's true. Well, without further ado, I'm Brian.
I'm Blake.
I'm Camille.
And Tyler.
And I say good night, sir.